we have to rely on your report for an accurate reflection of the evidence, and we're starting to find out that's not true. For example, your report famously links Russian internet troll farms with the Russian government. Yet at a hearing on May 28th in the Concord Management IRA prosecution that you initiated, the judge excoriated both you and Mr. Barr for producing no evidence to support this claim. Why did you suggest Russia was responsible for the troll farms when in court you've been unable to produce any evidence to support it?
Well, I'm not going to get into that any further than I already have.
But you have left the clear impression throughout the country through your report it was the Russian government behind the troll farms. And yet when you're called upon to provide actual evidence in court, you fail to do so.
Well, I would again dispute your characterization of what occurred in that proceeding.
In fact, the judge, considered holding prosecutors in criminal contempt, she backed off only after your hastily called press conference the next day in which you retroactively made the distinction between the Russian government and the Russia troll farms. Did your press conference of May 29th have anything to do with the threat to hold your prosecutors in contempt the previous day for publicly misrepresenting the evidence?
What was the question?
The question is, did your May 29th press conference have anything to do with the fact that the previous day the judge threatened to hold your prosecutors in contempt for misrepresenting evidence?
No.